Today, part two of our interview with Dr. Kevin Greenidge, who's been looking back at his 4.5 years as economic advisor to the government of Barbados. This Barbadian is now back at his job with the International Monetary Fund. In the interview, we asked, what was uniquely Bajan about our BERT program?
Exchange rate was, first of all, never on the table, was taken off the table, and we commit to do whatever adjustment we needed under the BERT program to make it work. We hope that.
But that was so in the previous programs as well.
But this is unique to Barbados. Huh? And given the size of the hole this time, that was a difficult thing to accomplish, which is why you needed that restructuring. But beyond that, I think one of the things that made Barbados program successful is really the people, the social partnership that we have. That's unique to Caribbean. And it's unique in terms that we build policy from the ground up most of the time.
But that doesn't tell me anything unique about the program. It tells me how you were able to work together to achieve it. And this social partnership is also something that we had in place going back to the 1990s when we went to the IMF back then in the early 1991 or thereabouts.
I don't think you can. It's as simple as saying that you can divorce process from the actual program. Without the social compact, we couldn't get the program going so quickly in 3 months. Usually take a year, year and a half negotiating a program. So I don't think you can discount it in the manner to say that, that's just a process, but what will the ingredients of the program? But no, that's a serious ingredient because it meant that the program was on. So I've started from the beginning to explain to persons that this was not an IMF program that Barbados was executing. This was a Barbados homegrown developed program supported by IMF arrangement. That's different. That's unique. That's ownership of the highest level. And we've had that ownership of the highest level throughout the 4.5 years, which is what made it successful. In many countries, you don't necessarily get that high level of commitment building up from the social fabric of the economy. And therefore, it does. Success is not as high rate as it is as we got in Barbados. In fact, I would argue, if you look at it, we're probably one of the singular programs that came through COVID, came through the rough seas and was successful. So I don't think you can much reverse it because we have, back in 1991, arguably, and the one before that in the early 70s, was an IMF program we adopted and implemented. This time, when we approached the fund, and by the time the team landed was negotiating, we already had a work program in the train and fashion. Then the IMF extended funds, so they drew on that, and the tenants, targets, everything was what we own. I don't think it is, it's not a simple thing looking at the pie and saying, well, you put a bit of flour, you put a bit of baking powder. No, it is the whole aspect of the entire kit that came together because of the machinery that we use, the core cause the way we did it, that gave ownership to the program, that made it successful. That's unique. That's Barbadian. That's how we did it. It's not. So then a lot of time was spent trying to, quote unquote, re-educate persons about the IMF and the way it works, because I always had to tell people this is not our grandfather's IMF, the IMF of the old that we heard about, the man the IMF that precedes that, when that people will say the policies that went in 1995 in Jamaica that led to the largest financial crisis or to the destabilization in Trinidad in the early 90s. This is the IMF now doesn't come with a prescription and say, take this, take that. No, there's a discussion, there's a partnership. And the partnership is stronger when the authorities own program. We were able to own it from the beginning, building from the social partnership up and coming up with something that can work for us, where we say, well, the exchange rate is really important. So let's see what we can do on the fiscal. Let's fix the SOEs. Let's do the reforms on the SOEs to save the space we need, right? Let's come together and see what we can do in terms of that restructuring. So it's a whole process, David.
Economist Dr. Kevin Greenidge, now back with the International Monetary Fund, and you can hear more of what he told us on Thursday's edition of Down to Brass Tacks. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.